roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C-104.
All right, brand new War of the Roses now, so we welcome Gina to the show. Hello, Gina. Or should I say, damn, Gina?
I actually get that a lot.
I imagine you do. So, who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Russell.
Okay, so why are we putting Russell to the test today?
He's just been acting a lot differently lately. Like, really shady stuff.
Like, you mentioned in your email that you used to know his password to log onto his phone, but he switched it?
Yeah, he went and switched his little code around, and when I asked him about it, he told me he had to do it for work.
Oh, okay. Where does he work?
Walgreens.
Walgreens? Yeah. I could understand if he was, like, a government employee or if he, like, worked for a bank or something. I don't see Walgreens asking their employees to change their personal passwords, though.
I mean, he's just acting different lately. Okay. I just feel like something's up.
Yeah, we call that women's intuition.
Yes, and usually it's right, at least when it comes to War of the Roses. Okay, so let's put Russell to the test, and what we're going to do is we'll tell him he won a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses to send them to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, are you okay with all this going on the air?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Morning. I'm calling to speak with Russell, please.
Yeah, this is Russ.
Good morning, Russell. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason I was calling you was to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year to reward our customers. And every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes. So the great news is you are one of our winners. Congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yes. Do you have a few minutes? Real quick, I can tell you all about your prize.
Yeah, what I win.
So what we're doing every month is giving away different, like, little prizes. It's just a token to say thank you. And this month, the prize is flowers. So you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. I'm calling because a lot of the guys that have won this prize, you know, you don't really want the flowers. But they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. And I'm happy to do that for you. So did you want us to send the flowers to you? Or do you want us to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
I mean, I guess you could send them to my girlfriend.
Absolutely. Girlfriends are always a good choice, right?
I mean, it's a safe choice. I don't know if it's a good choice.
Well, listen, they're your flowers, so you can choose whoever you want.
Okay, yeah, but here's the problem. There's the main girl, and then there's this other girl. Now, if I send these to the other girl, and my girlfriend somehow finds out about her, then it's not going to look too good for me.
Excuse me? What other girl? Who in the hell is this other girl?
Oh, snap!
Hello? You want to answer me, please?
Oh, snap!
Oh, okay. So, well, it looks like women's intuition remains undefeated on War of the Roses here. God, he was so close, too, right?
I mean, he even picked his girlfriend.
That's what I mean. Like, he was in the clear. So, Gina, what are you thinking about right now?
That I want to know who this other girl is.
Well, remember, I mean, at least you were his first choice, though.
No. She was his safe choice, remember?
Oh, right. His safe choice. I forgot about that.